Hello and welcome to another episode of The Tackle. What is this?
Brought
What
to
is
you by Lacazette Boost.
Jesus. We're still doing this. I thought this died a long time
Where
ago.
did Lacazette Boost go to there? I can't remember seeing anything
That's,
about it.
it went a very
It
long time
disappeared
ago.
a long time ago.
It went as it came.
The issue is that thing always tasted like for you
Heck, no,
like
it's just like salt, guy.
not
Salt
salt
and water.
so salt at
It's like
all. It tasted like orange. It had orange, but like it was like this orange that they put in the fridge. It spoils, but it's still good. But you still squeeze the orange out. Then you now try to put sugar in it small. Then yeah,
it's just like this concoction of
like it's like a
regrets. Concoction of regrets,
it's
guy.
like a thick citrus juice. I don't know whether it's supposed to give you energy
It
or.
wasn't even thick. It was just plain like
No, no,
water,
no,
and
not
then
like thick. I don't mean thick in that texture, like I mean thick in like in way the way it feels citrusy.
Okay, yeah, the citrus is now the part that is thick.
It feels like the citrus is so much that if you put it in your eyes, guy, it will pepper you.
Guys, yeah, melt
It
your
will
eyes,
burn
guy.
your freaking lids.
Man, it deceives you thinking like, sure, it's in the name. It gives you a boost. It just makes you just there like a regular drink.
Just there. It's just the same thing with
Like,
glucose.
you just like say drink on oranges now and it give you boost. Just
Actually,
deceiving
I would have
everyone.
preferred drinking Origins than trying to drink that thing as a substitute. It doesn't
But
change
it gives you way
shit.
less.
Even the glucose that they're manageably giving us, like when you run or something, when you're doing a sport or something, I didn't really feel that much of a difference. I don't know, but scientifically, it's supposed to give you something
Did
different.
I ever get on any of those? I don't think I ever did.
Either I stole or I'm the one sharing it.
Why did you want? Never participated in anything,
I did something. I was the glucose boy.
guy. He's a good first boy. Just like the, I don't know, that bench warmer that gets sent
As
around.
long as I am holding the glucose, I have power.
You don't have any
Imagine
power. What?
thirsty boys from playing ball just come around and they're like, "Bro, just pass me glucose or something." And you're just looking at them. Remember that time in class you give me your pen
You
back?
did me dirty.
Oh, here we are. Yeah, but every other person now coming, you're not giving them, you're not looking at them straight in the face. Yes, you deserve this now.
Man,
See, glucose.
you sound like see had hatred for
The
someone.
glucose boy
This child
had
guy.
power, at least to a certain extent, except for when the guy go up against him and beat him up and carry the container.
Exactly, because he ain't doing no sports.
I can run.
From someone that's trying to beat you, yes.
You know, exactly. That's a sport.
That's not
Running
a
away.
sport, guy. Running as they chase you is not a sport.
It's easy, my book.
Sure,
All right.
sure. Go to track events doing that. Who knows? Maybe we didn't gold
It's
medal.
probably that. If there's a freaking Olympic sport about fucking or in which country is that? There's an Olympic sport about people that like fuck under some 30 minutes or something, bro.
Man, those are the quick shooters, the sharp shooters, eh? God damn. I mean, I saw one Olympic sport about sleeping.
Exactly.
Like how
So
long you can
you can't tell
sleep.
me being a glucose boy and literally standing under the sun and holding
It
glucose
doesn't
is not considered a sport at this point.
count. Tell me, like, standing is a sport now.
I mean, standing in one position like a soldier is
I don't think
kind
you
of
had
a
to. I don't
sport.
think you had to stand in one position
Well, you
to
move
be a
around
glucose
now.
boy.
You can move around and throwing glucose in the air.
You think you're high. High on that. You think that's normal glucose. That's coke or something, guy. I mean, wait. Were you actually giving them glucose in the first place?
Yes, they were more energetic. They seemed more energetic when and after taking it. So yes, glucose.
Crap. Guy, freaking spiked glucose, guy. Like, just sprinkled in a little small coke in
Anyway, that's that.
the actual spice.
Glucose never really did shit to me.
God damn it, this is 4 minutes of glucose talk.
Glucose is good for
I
the
think I
body.
need glucose now. No, I think it's. Wait, shit. Look at the boost race for this. Alright, no, the next one, the next one.
Ask two people. Hey, what's up, y'all? How you day? How's your Saturday? How's
This
your
goes. Okay, this goes
how's
out on
how, how's
Saturday.
your Monday? Because your Monday is in a daytime. How's
What
your
is that supposed to
how
mean?
was your week? because I dreaded the Monday. You freaking.
I mean, he said he paid that. Yeah, never mind. Just keep on going.
So I have to. Yes. So how's the week been for you? How I hope you have not been too hard on yourself.
What is up?
Hope you're stress yourself sick out. Try to take a rest once in a while. You know, drink water.
This sounds like some radio talk show.
I mean, you strive to give your
concern about your listeners.
You try to give your listeners a sense of comfort and like you care.
Shit.
Anyway, so yeah, that's that.
Yes, that's sure.
So yeah, what happened during the week? How do we go? Shit like that.
I don't think anyone's going to answer that question. So just quit it.
I'm concerned. Just know that.
Sure.
So I care. I, Joseph, care. John doesn't care. So what happened during the week for you?
For me.
Anime related, please. We don't need to know about your sock history.
What do you mean sock history, man? Wait, what?
Nothing.
Man, this week, man. What have I done? Many things.
You know, a lot of socks got ruined.
I don't think any socks got ruined.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
Sure, you figure it out.
We also figure out well the butter and Vaseline went.
Butter? This week has been quite chill for me, sure. Nothing much. Nothing too.
Amatam came early.
Exactly.
This year.
One day into Amatam, boom, this nigga strikes hard.
By the way, this is the 1st of September.
This is the 1st of September. It's supposed to be, wait.
I think this is the 2nd of September.
It's the first, man.
This is the 2nd of September while I was recording this. So, like, yeah.
As the recording is being recorded. On
yeah,
the 2nd
as of September. Yeah, this one already, we've set dates. I don't think you can say that. But yes, as of this day, as the recording is being recorded.
Ha! I knew I'll make this a thing.
Yes. Amatan slapped early in the morning. They
slapped early and slapped hard.
That time when you're coming out to wash car and, like, and the cool just hits you and you're not wearing sweater. You're like, damn, hit me harder. Yes.
No, you know that did not happen.
Amatan has come. Get your sweater, folks. And get your snow.
Get your merch right here. We got merch now.
Get your snuggle bodies too. We have clothes for two. We have clothes for one.
What the fuck?
We got blankets and our face on it. Anything you want.
But
just text us our IG guy. We want the merch.
Buy two, get one
that's
free.
That's the secret code. Or we'll get your shirt delivered to the front of your house. Us personally will deliver your shirts.
Add your ass more. You'll add your ass more.
Fuel don't cost.
Straight up.
Alright, so anime related, what the fuck are you up to this week?
Let's see. Well, I started some random ass anime like this. I mean, I just saw it somewhere on Twitter once.
You know, Pico?
No. Not that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to give that a try after the so many countless reviews of it being bad.
It's not bad, it's wholesome in a bad way.
Exactly. Some certain word, bad, that word always comes out.
Well, bad doesn't exactly come out in anybody saying you should watch it.
Apart from people that are saying it's bad, and that's everyone who recommends it.
You say it's bad, I say it's targeted at a specific audience.
The lonely and deprived.
The Japanese.
Yes, the lonely and deprived. Yes, I got that right. Anyways, this anime is Gone Grave.
Wait, I've heard something.
Of course,
like
you have.
Is this the one with the guy with the gun head?
No.
The head for a gun.
Okay. No, okay. That's a different one.
Yeah.
This one is about, well, after watching Gangsta a long time ago, I was seeking for this thrill that he gave me, that Gangsta gave me.
Thrill in your bedroom, man.
Shut the fuck up. Gangsta gave me this kind of thrill of, well, gangsters.
That's plain.
Not like this regular telenovelas. You see gangsters shooting guys and them falling off buildings and
not wearing the first button of their shirts. Yes.
Every single one of them. Don't get me started on that.
So you're telling me it's like gangster.
Yeah. It gives gun. Yeah, mostly guns, I'm saying, though. Like, a lot of guns. Like, where are they getting this amount of guns from, actually? Like, so many... Everyone's with a gun.
You know, for a country that... but guns are not allowed.
I mean, it's surprising. Guns are not allowed in that country, but nearly everyone has one. It's surprising. But then again, the story is actually captivating. To some extent, I'm just in the fifth episode now. Or fourth, depending on... Yeah, it's quite interesting.
What is it about? What is it about? Quite interesting, like I see. Like, I mean, the story.
Wait, am I supposed to start explaining that? You told me what I did this week. That's what I did.
Can you tell me what the story was? I've not watched it before, so you just tell me what it's about.
All right. I get what you mean. Well, the story is about this random guy that is almost some teenage protagonist that joined the gang.
I always think you see an old man coming to join the gang. Want to tell us or show us his story.
I mean, that's it's a guy with his son.
That one, he was already a teenager.
He's an uncle now, and that's where we started with.
Anyway, continue.
Yes, was an uncle, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, this guy joined a gang. I actually didn't watch episode one. I don't remember.
You're skipping things that are important.
You see. I'm thinking in the future now. You see, I don't need episode 1 when I have episode 2.
That's what they all said.
I only need season 1 when I have season 2.
No. Now we have new gen fans, I'll be arguing with you about.
Yes. You joined a gang which was still pretty alright. It's like a chilled gang. Like everyone really.
The gang is never chilled. It's a gang.
Well, this one's chilled. Like, you're not much. You're just like, what's it? Five niggas, yeah, exactly. Five or six. Five niggas. Doing all relatable guy shit, you know. Being all family, like, backing each other up and all that.
Backing what?
Yes. Backing regular each other shit. Up. Regular shit.
Oh my god.
Not
goodness.
In any intimate way.
Oh!
Regular shit, you know.
So they were. Oh my. That's funny.
Alright, back to my explanation. One day, nearly everyone got killed.
I mean, I can tell you a number of stories that go that way, but yeah, sure. Everyone never gets killed.
Well, this one, it seemed different because, you know,
rival gang,
it's not like it's just some random guy like that. It's one guy. One guy was targeting them for them fighting with his younger brother. Then the younger brother losing and going away, met his older brother. Older brother came, shot one guy dead that he left to find someone else which was captured. Then them coming back, meeting that guy's dead body. Then trying to, they're getting angry, moving to go and kill whoever killed him. Then, yeah, getting killed in the process.
So everybody died?
Well, not everybody died, like. Three out of them.
What's calm down? I'll say 4 out of them. That's practically everybody's size protagonist now.
3 out of them died. They just say, yeah. So now it's only 2 left. And those 2 are like devastated. And they're trying to separate now to go their own different ways. One was in love with some girl like that. Uh-huh. Then her dad died in that shootout.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just 5.
No. Like, her dad was some random guy that just happened to be in the shootout, apparently. Yeah. That died. That guy was in love with her, and now he doesn't want to meet her because he feels like it's his fault that her dad died. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy, he just, well, trying to find a life for himself, apparently. It feels like city is too small for him. Now, a big boy, now, let me go to the States or something.
I'm forming a gang there.
Probably, I don't know where this story is going.
So where does the gun come in?
Huh? Literally everyone has a gun. What do you think the shootout came from? A freaking gun. Everyone has a gun. I mean, this dude was armless. Then he has a gun. Like, fuck.
Someone just got out of sharing guns. You get a gun.
Everyone gets a gun. Man. It's confusing, but then again, interesting. And that's kind of where I stopped. So, like, them, both those two guys that were left from the gang, they met up, and apparently they have similar goals of becoming something in future. I mean, they
have a dream. Gangsters?
Well, I mean, what else?
I feel like it's just going to become a revenge story somehow.
Yeah, it's going to become a revenge story because that guy that killed everyone is still alive.
Obviously, now you want to get revenge. Yep.
But there's this bigger organization in the whole picture where that girl's dad is from. Then they're not trying to capture the girl, apparently, to take her in.
As in to join unquote, them?
No, just like protect her. Quotes on the quotes. Quoted the quotes.
Yes, quotes. We know.
Get quotes.
Might be some goblin.
No. This giving goblin slayer intent.
Goblin slayer. I want to consider it nothing.
No, don't.
It's been good, guy. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Episode 4.
Congreve. Check it out.
I'm gonna watch episode 1 now.
If you like guns and
I mean, if you like the sounds of gunshots, sure, go for that's your go-to.
Oh, yeah, guns and revenge. Yeah, guns and revenge.
Who knows, the whole story might just change and just put a twist on you.
To find the One Piece bar.
You get it. You are there.
Oh, man, I barely even did shit or watch anything this week. The only thing I tried watching was Recreators, but I didn't even finish it. I mean, I didn't even really go far. But mostly, it was manga I read. And I read this manga that they're about to bring out on Netflix. That is
Netflix one. Okay.
Good Night World. Yes, Good Night World. It's about
someone is dying. Someone is dying, right?
Yes, someone is dying.
I mean, why would you have an anime named Good Night World and someone doesn't die?
Someone that always have to die. That's an instance.
It doesn't make sense.
Sometimes it doesn't. Life's of life, you don't really see anyone dying.
This guy doesn't.
Just see someone getting sick and everyone is just severely worried that he's going to die.
Right, life of life has depths. It plays your emotions, bro.
Yeah, sure.
It makes you emotional.
So yeah, it's about.
God damn it.
Shut up.
God damn it.
It's about this family that. Let's use the word. It's about a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, dysfunctional.
That in real life, everybody hates each other. No one's really at home. Let's just say, picture the house. The dad is at home. He's around. The mom's not around. The sister is dead.
Dead?
The older brother.
I told you someone dies.
Shut up. The older brother is in his room. He's a shorting neat that plays video games. The younger brother. Like smarter than him and actually goes out, like just goes to school and shit like that. Then yeah, that's just basically no one really wants to meet each other eye to eye, but eventually you get hungry and shit, so dining table. But it's like everybody's just like at this moment that everybody just come get what they want to eat and just go back to their room or eat there and just go back to their room.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just like that, like this stuck up guy that wants everything to be perfect, so that's mostly why everyone definitely hates him, and due to them hating him, everybody's not really together and shit like that. Everyone has their own issue. Their mom just never is at home.
Wow.
Like literally when they started off the manga, they were like, "Where's mom?" She was like, "Oh, she hasn't come back since last month."
Ah, damn.
Since she stepped out of the house, which was like two months
she doesn't like the family.
Two weeks ago or something. They're like, okay, yeah, she'll come back probably like this weekend or next weekend. Sure. Do we still have food in the fridge? One or two or something like that. What the fuck? Like this is just a normal day.
The perfect family.
So yeah, then I'll go back to when everyone just go back to the room and yeah. Turns out like now, they are a dysfunctional family in real life, but each of them, or at least the older brother, plays a video game. That's him being in it. So, like, the older brother is the main character here. So now they're not showing him his life in the game. And in the game, he has a family in the game, which are more like a family, unlike the one in real life. So, this game is like a game that is like
some virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality, Kirito
type shit.
Kirito type shit, but this one you can actually unplug yourself
and come out and eat food and do other things, go back into the game. But obviously, something can kill you in the real life of the game this time too. Unless it's just be like, well, watching SAO, but without the stakes.
Size SAO with Nerf today.
So yeah, inside the game, he has a family, an actual family in there, which comprises of a dad, a mom, and a younger brother too, which is seemingly almost like his family in the real life. So each of them are actually what each of them in the family wants. Like, it feels like they're a group of people that they don't have good relations outside in real life, and they are now a family in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they always come together and they're having good times and fun and laughs and upgrading and shit like that in the game. Yeah, so that's all that's all fun and games. Still, you end up realizing inside the family that inside the game that happy like that are actually the family in real are actually a family in real life, but they are not together. So that is him.
What a twist.
The other brother is actually the other brother that's in the game.
This twist.
The younger brother is actually the other younger his actual younger brother. The dad that all of them likes is actually their dad in real life. And the mom that they never see is actually the mom.
What kind of twist is it?
So it was crazy when they were revealing that, but none of them knew. So it's this weird us we know about it that yes, they are a family in the game and they enjoy each other's company. Whenever they see each other in real life, they're like, nah, this is not it. And they just behave not so like a family. The story follows them being a family inside the game and not being a family outside. And
so then it's a slice of life? Slice of life?
That part is a slice of life. So yes, that's like it's just like game and stuff, normal leveling up and stuff like that. See, later on in the game, the main reason why people are playing the game now, it's not like SEO that oh, there's a new game that you can go into virtual reality and everyone's jumping on it, then they don't lock it. Hey, this one is just like it's a game you can play of virtual reality. Yeah, sure, cool. And let me just check it and play once. So now I'll drop it. So a clash of plan come once in a while, do this, do that. Say, so when you come to protecting your freaking base and someone's else attacking and killing
you. Some Chinese guy attacked your base. You don't know he's quite 100%.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a game that was played casually initially before later on, something happened in the game which made a lot of people troop in and start playing like almost 24/7 now.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally, the land where the main family leave because all of them are strong enough to live. Yeah, they are strong enough to live as a family. So if anybody comes to that particular land where they are living in, they can kill the person. So yeah, kind of killing players that is kind of illegal. Not morally legal, but like you can do it in the game and the person will still come back.
I mean, like why not?
Whenever they log in or something, or whether they heal or something. So yeah, it's that. So turns out them in the game as the family them. They live in this certain land. They found like they got so high that they just bought one whole land and just stay there in their house. They don't really do anything to anybody. They just mind their own business.
And they're warlord.
Yeah, they mind their own business and do their own thing. While people that just want trouble just can't try to stop them and shit like that.
Warlord, okay.
So yeah, but it turns out that land, there's a reason why they stay on that land and not really mind anybody. Because the main reason why everybody comes to that game is for one reason. That is a bounty on a certain character that in real life they will pay, the gaming company will pay you for it. Let's just say approximately like 9 million or billion or so. So if you put the bounty on that, why don't you want to check out the game and just waste a few of your years in the game to get money? So yeah, the game was like, there's a bounty on this Blackbird character in the game that if you get the game, you will kill it, or I don't know if you can get it alive, it's a game, but if you can kill it or something, get the bounty. So that land where this family stays in is the only place where that Blackbird has appeared ever in the game, or people have coincidentally seen it. It's only in that area. So that's the main reason why people try to come to their side to fight them to get the land, so that they'll be able to get a chance to see the character, the bird or whatever, and kill it or whatever. And the whole twist about it is that this Blackbird is not exactly a character played by anything or created by the company itself. It's just a virus in the game.
What?
Yeah.
huh? An AI virus in the game. Wait, boy, is it like physical AC boom?
No, it's inside the game.
So it's like a glitch somewhere.
It's not a glitch. Initially, it was an AI created by somebody in the company. Mm-hmm. In their company. Then the US military were now like, all right, we like this. Once you just test it out, you know, so let's see how strong it is. Then they now released it and they couldn't contain it. So it's now ended up looking for the best way for it to be able to take over the world or whatever, which, you know, entered that game. And I don't really want to go to like the details of it, but like, let's just say it uses the gamer's emotions and everything to feed and get more input on humans and shit like that. Then blah blah blah, translate it to the real world, blah blah blah, shit. But anyway, the main thing is that it can kill people in real life by infecting them with a virus too in their brain, which is crazy.
That brings you just a whole part.
Yep, that's the thing. But the stakes are like, you're literally dying. If it kills you in the game, you literally die in real life. Though it's not like die, like, okay, they kill you, you just drop. It's like, the way it kills is like, even in kills in the game, okay, you log out of your store. Okay, I'm trying to get back into the game. Then you're not trying to enter. You not think you're in the game, but you're not in the game. Meanwhile, in real life, you're still plugged and you're there. It feels like, okay, I've moved from my game. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, everywhere seems the same, but you're trying to log in, you're not logging in. And you now see this black bird inside your freaking room. And you're like, what the fuck's going on? Then, as I turn out, your phone or something will just ring and say, test one. And test, endurance test one. And before you know it, you're outside. Because normally you're trying to run away from it, if you just see something, you're running away now. So you end up going outside and you just see everywhere's empty, nobody are empty. Then as I trail out, a car just come out and try and ram me from nowhere. If you manage to survive that, or because you're literally not real, so if it kills you, you come back alive. Then that's test one. That's endurance test one done. Next test two. Multiple cars come and hit you. Or more, it'll just be trying to test your limit till you literally can't take it. You literally can't take it anymore because it's in a, you know, like in this place that just doesn't exist and it can keep on happening all over again. Your actual brain just freaking dies out on you in real life. So in real life, you're just probably on the floor dead with blood coming out from your eyes and your ears or something like that.
That is very brutal.
Yes. Sense. So it's SAO on
freaking steroids again.
Steroids and have to be like that. So yeah, that was basically it. Then the other manga I read was the French manga. I just really started it.
French.
Yeah, what? It's Japanese, but it's French. It's about French Revolution and shit like that, but like,
so French Hitler.
No, I don't know where it's going.
There's got to be a French Hitler there.
The main character is, it's about a French family. It's about a family of executioners.
French Hitler, I see.
Over the whole years, there have always been an executioner and shit like that. And I don't know. The story is looking like it's turning into something. Innocent Rogue is the name. I know what it's turning into, Sha. But it's just looking like they're showing the story of some corrupt aristocrats. They're killing some aristocrats, but they're doing it under like the king name. Like, let's say this guy was caught stealing. Okay. Kill them by hanging, or no, they don't kill people, they steal. So they steal by hanging, they beat them with a metal bat while tied to a wooden wheel to death. Exactly. Or skin them or something.
Jeez.
Or something like that. But shall that. Or just behead them. Shit like that. So I don't know. It's a very gory manga that just talks about executing people.
Crazy, man.
And I think it's just about their storyline. I'm not sure, so I don't know where it's going, but sure, it's looking like something's building up slowly because the country is looking like it's going down and they're trying to see how to bring it back up, but they don't want to drop their own money. They're trying to take more from the poor, and the poor are already stretched me. So the case of I'm gonna say Nigeria, but
almost.
That one just was sharp.
Jeep Killing kind of reminds me of one manga I read some months ago. The name is Brutal.
Wait.
What? What? Have you read it?
Not that I read it. You. I have it in my library there. And I'm planning on reading it. But
not how will I beat you to it?
Not like you beat me to it. I've read one or two or three or five
That's
chapters.
Not enough. It's not enough, man. Anyways, the killing is amazing. That's a weird thing to say, but trust me on this. He has a purpose for killing. It's like this police officer, like a department head or so. Like see some random crime happening or a killer on the loose. Them not being able to catch this killer. Then he just goes on solo on this. He doesn't involve any other person. Doesn't call for help. He just goes on solo, straight up. And actually gets this killer. Through some random events of things happening, cut and nail bullshit. He excuses his killer in the most gruesome way you can ever think of.
So he kills them instead of like pushing them to the
actual he doesn't,
justice.
He does not at all.
On the synopsis, he's just like he's a detective, but he also kills people. So it's like he has a suicide. Not suicide. Killer side and a police side.
Yeah. Like a police side for him actually tracking down the killer on his own. Then the killer side is
The annoying thing I feel about that is that I feel like the story might not reach in this stage that they'll end up figuring out there's someone killing the killers. Then there'll be this smart detective that will now try and figure out that it's him. Or try to figure out who is the one killing them. Then you now almost close down to it. It's not be this thriller about him killing the bad guys, which were enjoying him killing the bad guys. But there's this guy that's just acting annoying, trying to figure out who is doing it.
So Death Note. But this time I don't see any other person who can possibly trap this guy down, or any other person having any potential of being as smart, because they barely show any other detective or any other character apart from him and the killer. It just keeps on being this consecutive story of killer, him killing killer, killer doing something, him killing the killer. Like it happens like 3 or 4 volumes now, and like volumes are like 2 or 3 chapters, which are like 60 pages each.
I feel like I've also read something that's also similar in that way. I can't remember the name. That one, instead of him killing the killer, there's a police detective that's trying to find people that kill themselves. Yes. Did they kill themselves? Yes, they kill themselves. But it's not them. They are not suicide. They don't have suicide tendencies or anything. They just, kill themselves after meeting one particular person. After they were doing like detective work. And they realize that they keep on meeting somebody. I mean, they keep on meeting one particular person. After they meet that person, something fucked up happened to them. It's not necessary to kill themselves. Yeah, they'll go crazy. Or kill themselves, or come and report themselves to the police straight up that they did something bad. Like that.
Hey, how do they kill themselves? You hanging, jumping off?
Any normal way to kill yourself? Yeah.
I feel like I'm educated on how to kill people now. Because I've
read too many
in this brutal, this guy, he put someone in a water tank, like chained up in some pose like this. Your hands are behind your back and your knees are bent. Then the water rises up to your neck and then you drown. It gives you this feeling of drowning. Something that was waterboarding, but kind of worse. You're expecting it. You're seeing it coming. And that's one. Another was like if you saw you in your half.
I said we just named this episode out.
Nah, this episode is a true crime episode. Like it's this freaking true crime right here.
Well, we're not really telling a story per se.
This is a manga. So.
I feel like what I've just told is like in a way that what the killer or what the detective figuring shit out. So I've not made it actually a true crime. But anyway, we did not do that. I don't want planning yourself to end up having this weird collision of killing.
It just happened. Anyways, other killing scenes. There was this one of him, like. What did he do again? Oh yeah, he sent one guy off a bridge for like bungee jumping. And as he keeps on landing, he lands on his face, keeps on bouncing down on his face, until death.
That's just
like he makes it like the bare minimum so that he won't die when he impacts.
That's just torture, man.
Yes, that's torture before death. Torture before death. Like the things that these killers do is just not fair apparently for many people. The killers kill many people, then he kills them accordingly. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yes, I enjoy it. It's thrilling. It's good. Do not think of me as some sort of potential murderer in future.
I mean, you fit the profile. I never did. You know, every time they want to profile the killer, they're always like, he was alone. He always stayed by himself. He was quiet. He had no relations with anybody outside.
What the fuck?
Outside his family. And sometimes he just had this weird hobby about animals, dead animals and shit like that.
What the hell? I never have that. I don't know how that.
He always liked watching detective stories about catching criminals.
I mean, this is like one of
crap.
Exactly.
Fits to. Complete.
Anyway, there's this other one. There's this other manga about killing people. Well, this one is actually a detective. Like, this detective was being a detective. A regular detective. Not a killer detective.
Okay.
Name's Museum. Alright. Have you read this? No? No, you don't have. Shut the hell up.
Yes.
Yes, name Museum. These are all this killer that's always wears a mask, like a frog mask. I just looking all froggish, like I was like, what the hell? This is an alien. The first chapter was something about an alien. What? Well, it's just a killer that just wears a mask. So anyhow, this killer targets a certain group of people that's judged someone in the past, like a jury. Like, you know, a court jury. Jury will bring random niggas from nowhere to like decide on a case.
Yeah.
So yeah, the jury decide the person guilty, and the person went to prison for life. Then now this killer apparently is out to kill everyone in the jury.
But the killer is like related to the person, so
no one ever knows. I'm not going to spoil it, man.
I don't say it wasn't related to that, but I think he had feelings for that person that went to jail, maybe as a mentor or something. You never know.
Probably.
They didn't exactly explain that part.
Yeah, they didn't really explain that part. I just say that this. Maybe the killers.
To me, that manga felt like the only thing the manga was trying to portray is just the guy killing people. Then the detective now trying to figure him in his own self out in a way as he was trying to capture the killer.
Yeah, he was trying to figure himself
then
out.
And that ended just like that. Nothing special about it.
Yeah, it wasn't that special, but the killings though.
The guy was too creative, guy.
Yeah, he was creative with his killing. He literally titled his works. Literally, what the fuck does that?
One of the things in the museum, you know?
Exactly. Like the name. See, this guy was thinking as he wrote this manga. This guy was thinking. The title, The Museum. Naming your works. I mean, the word, please. Shut the hell up.
The simple.
Yes, it was magnificent. I mean, the way he killed people, man. Dude,
you're beginning to fantasize this too much now. I mean, I'm beginning to be concerned.
Yes, be concerned for your well-being.
Not my well-being. I've read way worse shit than you said. If you are talking about someone that has a higher tendency, yeah, it's me. But that's not
I actually won't argue about that, but you are just a sick human.
I've seen too many things.
After that time you read Berserk, I don't know what you were high on, but you were on something.
No, it's not from then.
It started from then.
I read Berserk, things went downhill.
Completely downhill and crashed. Like the entire cartwheel just crashed and scattered.
But I read things that are cheerful. Read The Girlfriend. It's cheerful enough.
That's one out of one. Or possibly even two. I don't think it's going to be second one.
I read Uzaki, I read Agador. I read Komi-san.
That's child's play. When it comes to freaking domestic girlfriend, that's where things get spicy. Other things get hot. That's things where it get fresh.
Okay, I'm not looking forward to throwing my phone everywhere when I'm reading.
Bro, that shit, if you do not vex, you are not human. I mean, the amount of shit that went down in that manga is just... it's heart-touching and heart-vexing at the same time. Mm, I mean, yeah. Bro, go for one person. Don't freaking two time. Jeez.
But they never learn.
They never learn. Every single harem protagonist always does this. It's not one slice of life, say harem, yeah. It's not a slice of life without a harem.
Okay, okay. Let's say that.
Straight up, I think that's that.
I think that's the only thing that actually keeps things interesting.
Yes, slice, this is a hot take.
Slice of life, rom-coms.
Yes, this is a hot take.
If every slice of life rom-com could have ended if the guy just said yes to one person.
And then
rolling credits would have just started rolling.
Just,
that's all.
Just roll the credits, man. That's it.
That's just all. Just pick one person and move on.
Move on.
But no.
Hold on. Oh, no. No,
technically, in real life, you don't actually just pick one person. When you end up realizing there's a lot of options. Statistically speaking, according to research, when you're giving more options, when you're giving more options, you tend to like weigh each options. Vary, which makes you delay your acceptance to the one thing that you actually really want. Let's just say you have three options. Okay, I choose one. It's easy to choose one out of them.
Let me give you option.
Let me give you five options now.
Meat pie and donuts.
You choose egg roll. So now if I give you option, egg roll, meat pie, shawarma, chicken, or the fifth one, let's just say, what's the thing? Chicken and chips. You now start weighing each option. You can get full chicken. You can get shawarma that you've not eaten for a long time. You can get chips and chicken. That's two things together, which is a good deal. Then you can get egg roll. Well, egg roll is
egg and small.
Egg roll. But egg roll fills you up and will be less money compared to every other thing on the list. So you see, you start weighing everything and you now tend to choose something that might end up not being as good for you or just waste time trying to make it.
So basically, you're telling me a slice of life is just viewing someone's thought process.
Yeah, and someone's thought process, yeah, but in a sense, it's still exactly how we work as human beings.
You're some psychologist now.
Yeah. I am. I'm a part-time psychologist working on my degree.
Serious cop right there.
A Beck student with a psychological tendency. What?
There's nothing even related there.
I can work in places you can't work in.
Shut the hell up. You are working with the psychology of nuts and bolts. What's how to screw a nut well? How tight can you screw it?
You need to know how the nuts and bolts are doing in order to be able to screw them.
You care about the nuts' well-being?
Yes.
So you care about the well-being of people's nuts now?
I'm not going about physical features. We're talking about... material feature right now.
You tend to care for them nuts, you know, oil them up, you know. Yeah.
That's all for the episode.
I don't think
we're going into this more.
There's not a lot of lube, man. Too much. Apply more lube.
Fuck off. Anyway, that's all for the episode.
I've been
talking about psychopathic mangas that are really uncomfortable to read, but I enjoy
it.
And we'll see you next time.
What the banana?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Banana.